Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Podcast ads are the worst, right? Everyone hates them. You can get Saints Happy Hour ad-free by becoming a patron. That's right. Patrons get access to every show ad-free. No ads ever. You also get Breaking Saints News podcast, Saints player grades, early access to shows, and behind-the-scenes access. Plus, you get access to our Discord channel where you can talk Saints 24/7 in private with other Saints Happy Hour listeners. And you get our world-famous booze bundle with 4 swag items. Amazing. So sign up and never have to suffer through another ad again. Go to saintshappyhour.com. That's saintshappyhour.com and sign up today.
G'day, it's Stevic from 12 Ninja here. And look, if you like American football, you should check out Saints Happy Hour podcast. I personally know fuck all about American football, other than it's a bunch of massive blokes wearing spandex shoulder pads and helmets running around with a throwing a football. In Australia, you don't throw footballs. You punch it or you kick it. And there's no protection. They're all naked and there's sharks and crocodiles fired out of cannons onto the field, and we all stand around and drink blood watching it. But American football's your thing, you know what to do. Saints Happy Hour podcast. Stick it in your ear hole.
All right, everybody, welcome to another edition of Saints Happy Hour podcast. We are live on Twitch, as always. If you aren't, follow us on Twitch, and remember to subscribe to Saints Happy Hour wherever you get your podcast. Also, become an annual patron at Patreon.com/Saints Happy Hour to get the best Saints podcast every day and get a month for free. You know, you can also support us during the live stream by donating. Pound the donate button. So click on the donate banner below the stream. You can also become a subscriber and get an exclusive Samus emote and a Saints Happy Hour sub badge on Twitch. We only need 2 more subs to unlock another Twitch emote. Since it's September, all subscriptions, 20% off. But if you have Amazon Prime, Andrew, then you can subscribe to our channel for free with Twitch Prime. So go ahead and do it, because that's the better than, what's better than free money, right? It's basically you telling Jeff Bezos to give him, to give us his money. And if you're listening to the audio version, go to twitch.tv/Saints Happy Hour. Give us some love. I got to say,
stop Dave, laughing whenever
gonna,
you.
Dave, you're not going to believe this. Off stream subs, we got people just signing up. Cal Mifron, MJR, I F Kind, JM Klein, BK, your boy Allen, Ditch Crew, XX Stunt, AXX, all of them, Twitch Prime, you guys are amazing.
We've turned into like, this is like my
what,
like,
just happened?
Like my son and Andrew's son. My son's 9, I think Andrew's son's 10, 11. Like, 11, they probably understood everything that Ralph said. Like, they have, they know everything that's going on. Like, I'm listening to that and I'm like giggling throughout the entire intro because I'm like, what the hell is he talking about? An emote? We have to unlock emotes? Am I in a video game? I thought I was doing a goddamn podcast. What are you talking about? I have to unlock stuff.
Thomas.
Why do I have to unlock stuff?
Thomas,
what is going on?
Thomas wrote that. Thomas, we need to write all the intro stuff. We need to write to our audience, and our audience is not 18.
Next time,
game.
Dave is reading it. Next time, Dave, you are reading it next time.
That's right. Listen,
I'll sound like Ralph. I won't know how to pronounce anything.
Okay, we got Twitch clips. You can make funny moments from the show, which this one is becoming that. It's on the left. Click by the full screen icon. You make a clip, give it an appropriate name. You do it during the show, make a funny clip. Maybe you'll get a prize. And listen, we're talking about this stuff because talking about emotes is, Dave, is more fun than talking about yesterday's game, I think. And I don't even know what an emote is. All right.
I have one other sentimental thing to say. I hope that we are all doing this when our children are old enough to actually help out and like take over. Like, can we all have all of our sons take over this podcast?
Nepotism. That'd be amazing. Like Joe, like
the Saints
Jack
Happy
Buck,
Hour
Joe
podcast 2.0.
Yes, and I'm certain my son will definitely have to be the comedy, because he won't know what the heck's going on, because he doesn't pay attention to football. He could care less about football, so he'll just be comedy relief. So this is going to work out perfectly.
I mean, speaking of comedy relief, Andrew, that performance yesterday, my God, it was the worst performance of the Sean Payton era. Thomas on point already.
Yes.
By yard.
Literally.
Before I get your reaction to it, I want Thomas play Sean Payton's soundbite number one. That offense sucked, and Sean Payton knew it. Slowing the trigger, Thomas. You like the Saints offense yesterday.
We have technical issues.
Oh, yeah, we do.
All right.
Whose fault is that?
Whose technical issues? Speaking of issues, Andrew, what happened with the offensive line? Like, Jameis, I thought he was going to die. Like, he got hit so many times.
He's lucky he didn't leave that game in a body bag. He was good, to, you know, kind of escaping a number of blitzes. And that's really what it comes down to, is Carolina blitzed almost unmercifully. And the Saints, from a rotation communication pre-snap, no one was clear on who was going to be covering who, you know, and I think it's a number of things. Number one, you don't have Drew Brees anymore, right? Drew Brees used to do all that for the Saints. He'd point to that guy. He'd point to that guy. He'd tell you where the mic is. He did all that stuff for the offensive line. Then McCoy was supposed to take that over this year. McCoy got injured in the first game, so now Ruiz is the guy. Ruiz is trying to make these line calls, and the dude is playing on the road for the first time of his career. I mean, we got to be honest about that, because, like, last year he didn't go on the road. There was no road games. It was all neutral fields with no crowd.
Jacksonville.
I'm just saying, like, he's never played in a full stadium with crowd noise. So that was his first time doing that. And I do think that affected the Saints to some degree. On top of that, your offensive line coach is out with COVID. So he hasn't been in the game plan or helping all week. And I just think it was too much to handle. The Saints clearly came into that game unprepared. And, like, that's not even a criticism on Sean Payton or anyone. How could they have been prepared? They were missing half their staff.
Dave, I feel like it sunk in, like, after the first drive. I was like, oh, yeah, they're missing, like, 9 starters and, like, half the coaching staff. I'm like, this is not going to go well. Like, when did it hit you that it was not going to happen?
Oh, my God. You're going to make me relive this? I have PTSD, man.
You had a bad weekend, man. Tulane got hammered. The Saints got hammered.
Yeah. I mean, Tulane, I'm not that upset about. Ole Miss, I think, is...
Tulane got pounded.
Yeah, they got pounded. They did not... Unfortunately, Ralph listened to me, and he bet money on Tulane. That was a mistake. Yeah, well, nobody should be listening to me, okay? I've been on a podcast for 11 years, so...
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
definitely do not listen to me.
You've been on this podcast.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So yeah, not a good weekend for me, but no, Tulane, I mean, that's fine. Nobody really, but when did it hit me? Oh, I don't know about the first drive, but maybe the second drive. Just, when you get Alvin Kamara out there and he's just really not doing anything, I think that's when you really have a problem. You already don't have Michael Thomas, and so Alvin Kamara is your big weapon. He's your, you know, and if he's not doing anything, if he can't do anything, if he can't break tackles or you know, have some.
Out Ralph, because you know he doesn't set us up and do all that, so we're
the show's just, over, guys.
The show's over
until next week. The bar is closed.
Yeah, until then,
closing time but for you to go.
I got a bone to pick with Andrew.
Here
Pete.
He comes.
All right, I got a bone to pick with Andrew Pete because I've been defending that guy. I've been an Andrew Pete defender. I've been a guy that's like, yeah, there's bad moments, but there are times he was garbage in this game. Awful. Absolutely awful. And when you look at the amount of money the Saints paid him, they drafted him in the first round. Like, he should be hitting his freaking prime right now. He should be, he's been playing guard for long enough. He should be locked in. And instead, we get that. What the hell was that?
Thomas,
Saints fans from 2 years ago just got in their time machine and came and just slapped you in the face. There's like half of Saints fans everywhere are like, oh, you're just finally now realizing that, Andrew?
Welcome to my reality. Yeah.
Right, exactly. It's like, well, where have you been, Andrew?
I think I'm finally on board to start criticizing him.
Well, Thomas, play the offensive line soundbite, because the offensive line was trash and Sean Payton knew it.
Offensively, particularly, it's as poor as we've been in a long time around here, and that starts with me. We've got to do a better job going in. Our protection plan wasn't very good. It had nothing to do with us being shorthanded with coaches or us being away.
Yes, it did.
COVID. All of those
would
be excuses. They played better than us today and deserved to win the football game. So,
I mean, it was a cluster. The thing is, like,
Sean Payton is saying what he's supposed to say, but those are all valid excuses.
Well, let me just say this. Okay. If their poor play had nothing to do with not having all of those coaches, and
pay them all,
and if they could have won that game without all those guys, then why do you have them?
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense at all. Like, you're kind of throwing your guys under the bus when you say that, because it's like, yeah, didn't have anything to do. We could have won this game without them. It's fine. That doesn't make any sense to me. That doesn't make any sense to
no.
me.
No. I don't know why. Like, it's weird, though, Andrew. Like he could have been like, you know, it was tough today. Like, we needed the coaches. Like, I don't think any – like, I wouldn't have been like, oh, my God, Sean Payton's making excuses. He could – if he'd have been like, you know, we really could have used our offensive line coach today, he probably could have helped coach some of the guys up. Like, I'd have been like, that's cool. Like, I don't know why this coach –
I don't know. I don't know that the start to the game – would have gone any differently. I think it's really about the adjustments as you go.
Yeah.
You know? And
I mean,
think that's
Thomas,
where...
if you got it, play the Jameis Winston, the sacks. I mean, it was Dave, it was jailbreaks, and they were coming from every which way with him.
Yeah. No, they, I mean, I think Sean Payton is right. Like, they were not prepared.
We should have played this to Benny Hill music.
I wanted car crash effects, but Thomas couldn't get it. I told him, I didn't tell him in enough time, and he couldn't get it. I wanted like every hit that Jameis took like a car crash effect, or like a kazoo would have been good too. I think for there.
Yeah.
I mean, Sean Payton was right. They weren't prepared, and then exacerbating the situation is the fact that they don't have coaches there that can make the adjustments. Or just talk to these guys, help them out. This was a no win situation. There was circumstances surrounding this whole thing, the deck was 100% stacked up against this.
I'm guessing Thomas won't have this in his clips, but it's funny actually. The biggest play that the Saints had on offense was a throw to Juwan Johnson late in the game in the fourth quarter, and on Andrews Pete, like, the defensive tackle just hits him in the chest and he falls over like a house of cards. Like, the Saints actually made a play and completed a pass there, but yeah, it was just funny that the Saints' best play might have been Andrews Pete's worst.
I mean, Jameis, people got on me on Twitter, but I was like, he did a pretty good job of avoiding the dudes coming free. And if the Saints' wide receivers were just a little bit better, Carolina would have paid for that shit. Because I see other teams like Mahomes and other teams that the free rusher doesn't get home. Mahomes spins out of that shit, and Kansas City makes them fucking pay. But it didn't happen.
I mean, you know, I think Jameis could have gotten rid of the ball quicker in quite a few instances. I think, you know, if we had Drew Brees, I think a few of those passes, the ball comes out faster and you don't get the sack, and maybe you're not in as bad position as far as
Alvin Kamara. If Brees was the quarterback, Alvin Kamara would have had 14 catches.
I think that's probably right. And it just does a safety, is it?
Andrew, that's a good segue. Thomas, play the Alvin Kamara. Play the bite. He wasn't making excuses either for the Saints. As we watch,
he's playing the highlight. I mean,
Kamara was like, he was kind of asleep at the switch today, but yesterday. I felt like he didn't have the juice.
Well, I mean, look,
that run out of bounds on third and one, that one right there, that was just awful.
Yeah,
does that. He like avoids hits a lot of times and won't.
Well, business decision. I mean, this game was Kamara versus McCaffrey. This is the two top tier pass catching elusive running backs. I mean, these two are the best in the league at this position, at this job, and I mean, McCaffrey showed up and Kamara didn't.
Yeah. Thomas, do you have the Kamara soundbite ready?
Kamara soundbite coming right.
Right now. I mean,
later.
Later.
In a little bit. We'll have that sometime.
It's not that good. He was wearing a shirt, so it wasn't Kamara at his best.
No. Look, I have a personal rule. I don't listen to anything Kamara says if he's clothed.
Why would you, really?
Naked, only topless or more will I listen to what he has to say.
Okay, I have it.
Okay, play it, Thomas, then.
Oh, wait a second.
God, Thomas, you're like the Andrews Pete of this
Our
podcast.
Responsibility is to still come out and play without coaches being there. There's no handicap. There's no – nobody cares that coaches aren't there. We don't get an extra second on the play clock because we don't have coaches. We don't get an extra down because there's no coaches. It is what it is. It's still a game to play with or without. The whole coaching staff could have been gone. They wasn't going to cancel the game. We got to keep going. It is what it is.
Yeah.
What is up with that whole get up?
That was a weird look. Like it
he's,
was
he's got the mask hat, on. He's got the hood
orange.
And the hat.
Like
yeah,
just...
he didn't. He's eyes only. Eyes only.
I mean, it's still better than Cam Newton post game.
Yeah.
That was actually the opposite of topless. That was like he had on multiple layers. He had on the hat, and then he had the hoodie with the hood up over the hat. He had the mask. I mean, this is it.
You think he was doing the interview in the Saints Superdome press box?
Well, I think we have a new scale. I think we have a new scale now. When the Saints are doing well, the Kamara, the less clothes, the better on Kamara, and the more clothes Kamara wears, the worse it is. We have a new DEFCON scale, so we're gonna have.
Yeah, we'll have to check that next week.
DEFCON 1 is gonna be naked Kamara. Just totally buck naked. DEFCON 2 will be like he's wearing underwear. DEFCON 3 is he's I don't know. We'll come up with this. We'll come
just
up.
Just a shirt.
He's wearing a parka.
Yeah.
DEFCON 5 is like he's layered. He's got like a parka, a starter jacket, clogs.
Yeah, I like this.
Thermal underwear.
The Chimera clothing meter. Yeah. The Chimera clothing meter.
Here's the thing, though, with this is...
I wrote that tweet, by the way. That was me.
Like, Andrew, you eat the tape. You watch it. I just felt...
I eat it.
You eat it. I felt watching this game...
I paid
$29 for Marquez Callaway. I did not pay for three catches over two games. I paid...
Can you please trade him?
Trade him?
Get your stink off of him. He's clearly got the Ralph
But I started
Malbro
Winston
stink.
Last week, and he was good.
Did you start him this week?
I did. And he sucked. Wow.
I'm going to go ahead and assume that your fantasy team lost by a country mile.
They did. Even Lamar Jackson couldn't. No, that was a different team.
Really? Wow. You have Lamar Jackson. You didn't win. Wow.
I thought you started Jameis.
I did. I have Jameis on one team and Lamar on another.
Oh. But I thought for a second you were going to tell me you play in one of those leagues where they start two quarterbacks.
Yeah, my league, we
my league,
we threw that up for a vote this last
oh my God.
Season.
That
got voted
That's
down.
The worst thing I've ever heard. Two quarterbacks. The only thing.
I mean, Andrew.
Than-
Andrew's got that. Wait, come, stop, stop. Let's, Andrew has my soundbite, my quote. He's got a perfect pitch. Like, holy shit. Like, he had it nailed. Like, before he even heard it.
It's the worst joke I've ever heard.
No, before you even played that, he had it. He didn't even have the reference. He nailed it. He nailed that, dude. That was perfect pitch. That was great. Good job,
That's
Andrew.
That's the worst joke I've ever heard.
I would have you book my band, my wedding band.
I mean, the only thing worse than two quarterback fantasy leagues... was the Saints' lack of a pass.
The Saints' offensive line? Zach Bond in coverage?
we'll get to the defense in just a second. But to wrap up the offense, is it time for Kenny Stills to play?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. That's right. Yes. Well, yeah. Can he get open? We just need anybody to get open. I would like to think Kenny Stills could get open. Who knows? I'm willing to kick the tires on anybody, but yeah.
Well,
hold on,
Dave. You know what that means, though.
Lil Jordan. Yeah, I know. You know what, Lil Jordan? I think was that the biggest play of the game?
Yeah. It was.
Well, he's the first one to fall on the sword, probably. Maybe Hogan.
Lil Jordan have the? Was that the longest play of the game?
It was. One for 10. I think
Juwan Johnson had a longer catch, maybe.
Really?
Yeah, I
don't know.
Let me double check that.
But anyway, Lil Jordan's, he got open at least on one play, and it was for
a
bunch of yards.
Oh, my God, the chat. Jason said, cue the Dez Bryant music. Oh, my God. We have reached a level of desperation that is uncomfortable when we're talking Dez Bryant.
Hold on. Lil Jordan Humphrey was the Saints' leading receiver.
Yeah, buddy!
Oh, with God. 27 yards receiving.
Yeah.
I just looked it up.
It became personal with me.
Kamara had 25. Juwan Johnson had 23. With one catch for 27 yards, Lil Jordan Humphrey is your leading receiver.
Winston led him in rushing, right? So,
yeah. Wow.
Okay, but I'm just saying, like, yeah. Okay, look, my son led the team.
My son
in a major statistical category during a regular season.
And your other son was directly responsible for the only touchdown they scored. If he doesn't have the pick,
correct.
They're not even scoring, right?
Correct. Well, I don't know.
It was a good day for the Cariello family.
It was.
You know? Oh yeah, there's my tweet. You should. Well, let's. I cursed in that tweet.
That's a good point though. Let's talk about.
Oh, wait, that was That was a message. That was a private message.
Let's talk about the defense.
That was during the first quarter.
Yeah.
We were so excited.
Well, we saw the writing on the wall. Actually, Ralph, that answers your question from earlier in the podcast. When did you know that when did I know that the whole game was over? It was when I was messaging Thomas and telling him he better have the clip of me picking the Panthers.
Like, Thomas, and did you have that sound?
Yeah, I know you do. I know
did you do what they've asked?
Yeah.
Okay, play it. Did they take your victory lap?
I think a game like yesterday is just too good to be true, and maybe they're going to come back down to earth a little bit. So I honestly believe the Saints are going to win, but I'm going to pick the Panthers. So I'm going Panthers. Panthers are going to win. It's going to be close, obviously. They're not going to get blown out, but the Panthers are going to win.
I wasn't right about that.
28-27 or what did I say? 28-27?
You just made fun of
I know. Yeah. Well, I wasn't making fun of him. I was just...
That's such a bullshit cop-out pick. Like, whatever. I think the Saints are going to win, but I'm going to pick the Panthers just for this.
I knew the Panthers
get
were
going to
win.
Get him, Juge. Get him.
Look, this has been... This
keep pushing
been...
out.
No,
yeah.
You... We fine. Right. Okay. Right. Well, I'm gonna go. I'll tell you this. I will go balls to the wall on my prediction tonight for next week. But no, you knew they were gonna lose. I don't know how you don't know they were gonna lose. This team has an MO. We've been doing this for 15. You know, Peyton has been around for 15, 16 years. We've been doing this for freaking 11 years. How do you not know when they put together a game?
I was high on the fumes of beating Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, you were high.
Know,
all right.
We didn't know Monday right. They were going to be missing half the coaching staff.
Yes, we did.
Team.
No, we knew. No, we knew the COVID situation on the podcast. We learned about it during the podcast.
Right.
We were talking about it on the podcast. And I honestly, I took that into account. I really did take. Honestly, I thought there were going to be more coaches. I was like, well, if there's this many coaches now, like who knows who else is going to be coming down the line that's going to be suspended while they do testing throughout the week. But either way, this is the Saints' MO. They don't go out and put together one of the greatest games you've ever seen against the Packers. And then come out the next week and then do the same thing. It just doesn't happen. They never do the same thing twice. Lightning doesn't strike twice with the Saints.
Not.
You knew it
solve
wasn't going to happen.
Problems with aggression.
You knew that they were going to lay an egg. It's just you were delusional. You were just delusional. You were thinking with your heart and not your head.
Well,
Dave, I'm curious. Like, between the displacement. Between the coaches having COVID, between all the injuries to the players.
Yes.
Which do you think was most significant?
The offensive line being terrible.
But what do you think is responsible for that?
I have no idea. I don't know why they played so terrible. Honestly, I would say probably the injuries. I think if they had... You know, I think if they had Lattimore, if they had Quan, I take that back.
They don't put points on the board.
No, you're right. You're right. You're exactly right. They didn't need
defense
any more help.
Defense actually played pretty well.
You're right. You're right. You're exactly right. I take back everything.
The defense played pretty well after the beginning of the game when they got ripped.
I don't know.
Busty Bond is back. He looked terrible.
Busty Bond is back to being a thing. Yep.
Yeah.
Print the t-shirts.
Printed the Bond on the Bayou shirts can go to a needy country.
Nope. Yeah, and the Busty Bond, those will go. Right. One's going to be on the sale rack, and one's going to be on the just released rack.
Yeah. We're back to Busty Bond.
The funny thing is, though,
I feel like we need to have a Bond on the Bayou, Busty Bond, like meter, you know, where one goes up as the other one goes down.
Right. You know, not to pretend like yesterday was great or anything, but I mean, considering what the Saints have at defensive tackle, Andrew, and they're missing Davenport and they're missing Onyemata, and their run defense was the same old brick frickin' wall. You know?
Phenomenal, yeah.
And
no, listen, I think and you gotta give the secondary a lot of credit. I mean, I know that Adebo had some challenges at times with DJ Moore, who's a terrific receiver, but I thought he held his own, and Roby had some plays, and Trufant had a breakup. I mean, they played. That's a great sack right there by Peyton Turner. I think the frustrating thing on defense is that you saw a lot of mistakes of inexperience. And I'm talking about a number of penalties, like the Ringo helmet to helmet, the Peyton Turner personal foul, roughing the passer. Adebo had a penalty. And it's just where I think he like went low on offensive linemen. And it's just like those are things that they have to learn by function of playing how the officials call these games. And when you're undrafted rookies, and in Peyton Turner's case, he didn't even play preseason games. You know, they're just learning this as they go. I guarantee you at Houston, he was never getting flagged for hitting a quarterback low like that, ever. And so he's like, oh, they flagged that here? You know, I mean, you learn that as you play. And so Cam Jordan, DeMario Davis, those are mistakes they don't make.
Malcolm Roach.
I think they'll, yeah, nice pick there by Malcolm Roach.
There is.
Well, here's the thing that was.
But by the way, we've been criticizing Jameis and his picks. But I got to say, that one was the most embarrassing.
Well,
Malcolm Roach was gifted. Roach was gifted that interception.
That was the thing that
could have been anybody. I could have picked that off. If I was standing in that position, I could have.
He literally
called
just
that in.
Like shoveled it to him. Yeah, just, right. Here you go, Malcolm Roach. You want to pick?
Right.
That was the thing that was so frustrating to me, Dave, is like if they could have just got like 15% more pressure on Darnold, like he is a walking calamity. He wanted to make mistakes. The Saints just couldn't turn. They needed to turn the heat dial. They needed it to be like 3 more degrees or whatever. It was he was so close.
He torched him on that first drive, though, man.
Yeah, he did.
Well, it's other than that first drive, but I mean, it seemed like they were so close. It seemed like they were blowing by him or over pursuing. You know, there were quite a few times where it was just like, oh, they were right there, but they just didn't seal the deal. They didn't close the deal. It was a little frustrating. It was definitely frustrating.
And then Dan Arnold made a big, huge catch. It was very frustrating.
I know. And then and the announcer was like, oh, it's Darnold to Arnold.
Overall, though, Andrew, you get back – if you get back CeeDee Deuce, you get back Lattimore, which I think is – pretty realistic for this week. You know, you're not going to have Kwon Alexander, and we'll get to preview in New England in a minute. But if you get your secondary whole, and you got Peyton Turner looking pretty good, I mean, this defense can still be very good in spite of who they're missing right now.
Okay, but going back to what Andrew just called me out on, it's like all those guys you just mentioned for getting healthy, they're all on the defensive side of the ball. That's not really the problem. The problem is the fact that the Saints can't score freaking points. I mean,
they scored 38 points in the first game.
Yeah.
No, but they didn't last game. And that's this is the NFL. It's what have you done for me lately? And we're going off of what they did the last game. And the last game they looked like shit on offense. And I don't care whether Kwon Alexander comes back or Lattimore comes back or whoever comes back on the defensive side of the ball. Either somebody needs to come back on offense or the offensive line needs to get their shit together. But like something has to change on offense because
they can't. Dave, they couldn't have beat the Jaguars yesterday with the way that
because like what right. That's great if the defense comes, you know what, the defense gets better, so great, so they hold an opponent to maybe 14 points, 17 points, but you still got to score at least that many points to beat the other team, for crying out loud. And right now it doesn't look like they can even do that. 2 touchdowns to me right now for the Saints looks like a good day for the Saints offense.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I just am hoping that we get 200 yards passing against the Patriots.
Oh my, that's what I'm saying. We had to get 200 yards in two games.
We had to get our predictions into Thomas this morning for next week's game, and I'm thinking to myself, and I'm thinking about what am I going to pick for a score, and for the Saints, I'm like, can I really pick anything more than 14, 17 points? Can I possibly? Am I kidding myself? If I give them 25, 30 points, am I really dealing in reality if I do that? No, I don't think I am. I'm sorry.
The Saints are last in passing in the NFL. They've never finished lower than I think 12th under Peyton.
Yeah, and okay, and that would be. And that and that would be fine if they were lighting up the running game. That would be fine if you're telling me Alvin Kamara is just blowing people, you know, by and leaving people in the dust. Off. But that's not happening. That is not happening.
Here's a question for you, Andrew, and it's from the chat. And it's from Butteridge, I think. Should Taysom have played more?
You think?
Yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely he should have played more. I mean, he had two carries for, what, 16 yards? That was the only time I really felt like the Saints were getting any sort of momentum on the ground was when the ball was in Taysom's hand. So I don't know that I wanted him throwing passes. I don't know that I necessarily felt like – but, yeah, the quarterback runs were the only thing that worked for this offense, whether it was Taysom or Jameis Winston. The scrambles were literally the only thing that worked. So yeah. – I mean, I would have been up for anything different, honestly. It was just so horrific, so bad. And I think it's a complete system failure. I mean, I think we're blaming the offensive line, but I think it's the coaches. It's the offensive line. Jameis Winston was awful. Kamara was awful. The receivers were awful. There's not one good thing you can say about this team,
Dave,
offensively right now.
I compared it to the blue screen of death of your computer. Like when you get the blue screen of death, you don't throw out your computer, right? You just reboot it, but you don't know if it's a full-scale calamity or it's nothing, right? So where are you on this offensive line? Because we saw him play brilliant week one. They couldn't have played any worse yesterday. Where are you with this offensive line?
I am. I don't feel good about it. Again, you know, this is my memory is short, and I'm only thinking of what have you done for me lately, and the most recent tape. So right now, I'm not excited about them. I'm not happy about them. I am concerned about
Dave,
them.
Are you one more bad Jameis Winston game away from drunk dialing Teddy Bridgewater?
No, I'm one more. I am two more straight bad Jameis Winston games away from saying, let's start Taysom.
Oh my God.
Two straight.
Holy shit. Yeah, I don't know, guys.
Two straight.
The Saints,
okay.
The Saints are 1-1. You know, look, they're getting their coaches back. I mean, hopefully that's enough to make them competitive in New England, and we see a new face. And
what happens? Let's say the coaches come back and they still look like garbage. Then what? Then who do we start blaming? Because right now we're blaming the coaches. And if we take them out of the equation, who do we start blaming?
I think you've got to look at this team right now and the number of guys that are out. And they're not going to be out forever. That's the good news.
Who's out on offense? Who's out on offense?
Michael Thomas, Eric McCoy.
Wait, hold on. Michael Thomas doesn't count. Because the Saints,
Smith.
Michael Thomas doesn't count because the Saints scored 5 touchdowns in game 1 against the Green Bay Packers without Michael Thomas. So Michael Thomas does not count. He's dead to me as far as I'm concerned. Okay? So, yes, the center.
If you don't think Michael Thomas can help this offense, then you crazy.
Do I?
Like
yes.
Michael Thomas
but have I seen them? But have
I? They're running dial up with the wide receiver.
Can Michael Thomas help this offense succeed? Yes, he can. But has this offense succeeded? Offense succeeded without Michael Thomas? Yes, they have.
Did you say the Carolina game?
Did you see the Packers game?
Michael Thomas.
I mean, like we could go tit for. There's two games here. You got one game, and I got one game too.
But look,
okay,
they're 1-1. They're not as good, maybe, as what they look like against the Packers, and they're not as bad as what they look like against the Panthers. Truth is somewhere in the middle. And I think they just need. Look, here's the point I'm trying to make. They need to keep scratching and clawing. If they can get to – look, if they lose the Patriots this weekend, so be it. Hopefully they come back home. That gives them a little juice. They beat the Giants. They're 2-2. If they can just get to 3-3, 4-3, like in that neighborhood, then they get all these guys back. I really think Onyemata's going to be back, Michael Thomas, Will Lutz. Like they're going to get an infusion of talent where I think if they could just hang on and get to that point, maybe they can make a run here in the
midseason. Other than Michael Thomas and the center. What's his face?
Eric McCoy.
McCoy. Other than that,
Traquan Smith.
Okay, who else? That's who they're waiting on offense to turn this offense around. Traquan Smith.
He could turn it around.
Nick Vinette.
Are you listening to yourselves right now? Do you have headphones on? Are you getting this feedback? Are you listening to yourselves? Okay. Again. Stupid. Yeah. Jim Mora.
Michael Thomas is an offensive player of the year.
I said other than Michael Thomas,
big answer.
Well, who knows when he's coming back? He had fucking surgery in like August.
McCoy
August 15th.
Pro Bowl level Michael offensive Thomas. Lineman.
Michael Thomas was like, "Oh, it's week two of training camp. I'm gonna go get." Look, you were the one who said Ruiz is like supposed to be the next center. They've been training him to be the next center, so that's like the ideal scenario. They just move him over. But other than that, who are they gonna get? Are they getting a new quarterback? Are they getting
Kenny Stills, baby? Kenny Stills.
Okay, this is great. Yeah, you guys are instilling a lot of confidence in me here with the offense getting better.
Listen, we said, Dave, in the summer, in July, when they had the bad week where they couldn't get
a lot of
Williams
things, Ralph.
Signed,
we said a lot of
David
things.
Onyemata got suspended, and Michael Thomas news broke, and Deontay Harris got the. We were worried that he was going to get a DUI. We were worried about Lattimore getting suspended.
Deontay's playing. Lattimore's playing.
But here's the thing: at that time, we thought be 3-3 when you play Tampa on Halloween. How good or bad do you feel about them getting to 3-3?
So they're playing the Patriots next week. Who's after that? I haven't even looked at their
schedule. The Giants at home.
All right, we can win that.
Then they got Washington. And then they got Seattle.
All right, we could be 3-3.
Washington,
I think, three
has a backup quarterback right now.
Yeah, no, I
think the
Giants and Washington
quarterback is better for them though. Unfortunately,
right now for making predictions, I say you lose to Seattle, you lose to Patriots, and you win Washington, you win Giants. So yeah, you're 3-3.
We're gonna beat Seattle and lose to the Giants. Like
either
we'll
way,
3-3.
Either, right,
it's
right.
Not gonna be what
Eli is gonna beat us.
Right.
We're gonna lose the football team and the Giants, and we'll beat the Patriots, and we'll beat Seattle. That's how it's gonna go.
Yeah.
Regardless, we'll be 3-3.
Danny Dimes,
you can take that shit to the bank.
If they lose to the Giants and Dan and what is his name? Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones.
They lose to Daniel Jones. If I take a flight from Houston to New Orleans and I watch Daniel Jones light them up, I'm going to be so mad on this podcast Monday night after that game. I will be my rage will be, there will be no bounds to it. It will be unbound. They can't lose to Daniel Jones. My God.
In reality, I don't think they'll be 3-3. I think 2-4 is more likely.
Oh, Dave. God.
Oof. No. Hopefully not.
Ralph Marlboro here from Saints Happy Hour. You need to join us every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. on the Spotify Green Room app. We are talking Saints or anything New Orleans sports related. On Spotify Green Room, you can interact with us by asking questions or just laugh at me mispronouncing names. Download the Spotify Green Room on your iPhone or Android device, then follow Saints Happy Hour so you can join us every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. to talk Saints or anything else NOLA sports related. So do it. Download the Spotify Green Room app and join us every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock. We'll see you there. Before we get to the hotline, we have to do Saints trivia. And for the first time ever, I don't even know the Saints trivia. I get to participate because Thomas has been DMing. He's been sliding into Budrich's DMs, and Budrich has been feeding him trivia. So this is a trivia question from Budrich. I don't even know it. Thomas, hit the trivia. We can all play the trivia tonight.
Sponsored by Budrich. And the question for trivia is, who was the first quarterback to throw over 300 yards passing but throw no touchdowns?
Oh, my God.
Actually, that looks like John Forcade.
Huh?
No.
Is that John Forcade?
He could be.
Well, maybe Dave's doll has I guess.
It's some weird shit. I'm going to say Richard Todd because Bud
Richie. I'm going with Archie because I don't know anything about Saints history.
I'm going Richard Todd.
I'm going John Forkett.
Who we got, Bud? Who we got, Todd?
Mike Buck is in play here, too.
No way.
That looks like Steve Walsh, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
We even have predictions from Budrich. Who would you pick? And he said, "I'm willing to bet someone, maybe Jude, will confidently say Luke McCown. Ralph will say Aber or pick from the randomness of Saints QBs like Wade Wilson or Billy Joe. Dave might get it if he goes after Ralph. Kevin might not bother guessing."
Ooh, that could be Wade Wilson. I didn't think of him, but that's a good choice.
Okay, so final choice.
Ooh, Wade Wilson is a good. I'm gonna stick with 4K. I'm gonna go with my gut.
I'm gonna change. I'm gonna go Wade Wilson.
Wait, I might go. And what did he say? I might go if I go after Ralph. What did Ralph? What did you say originally?
What did he say?
He said you might get it
originally.
Yeah, I know. That's which is crazy.
I can tell from the silhouette that it's not Aaron Brooks.
No, nope. I'll stick with Archie Manning. What the hell?
Okay.
It looks like Steve Walsh. It might be Steve Walsh.
The answer, guys, is...
Come on. Give us the...
Bobby Aber.
Aber!
Trash can. Nah, Bobby Aber. Bobby Aber was such... He was so trash in every playoff game for the Saints. So trash.
Yeah, he really was. Yeah.
You fucked up, guys.
So,
bon nuit les gens.
The hotline this week.
Forkett, I was in the right time.
I was going to say Garrett Grayson. God, was
Garrett
I wrong?
Garrett Grayson.
Garrett Grayson never played a game.
So the hotline was 1,000% less festive and fun this week.
Hotline was crazy, in my opinion.
But people were drunk and they were angry. Thomas did a great job of editing it, picking out the best ones and doing that. Thomas, what do you
now
got?
No, we have the full version, Ralph. Full version.
All right. Hit the hotline.
It's time for this week's hottest takes from the Saints Happy Hour Hotline.
I just want to conduct a search party for Sean Payton's balls because his ambush and flea flicker and challenge flag raining days are over, and he's now the guy who bent over for Goodell and doesn't trust his future Hall of Fame quarterback to get 8 yards with the game on the line.
Steve, don't let the guys give you a hard time about this loss. It's not your fault because you predicted the Saints to lose. I'm going to take full responsibility for this. You know, you see, every time I think the Saints are going to win a game, I cook some traditional New Orleans food, like a gumbo, you know, XYZ. And, you know, every time I do that, it seems like the Saints piss in the holy water. That's exactly what they did today, all right? I boiled some crab and shrimp, and, you know, I take full responsibility for that. I'm sorry, you guys. I got to find a recipe for chowder and get ready for next week, I guess.
I'd rather eat a snowball full of piss than watch the Saints play like this again.
Hey, this is Adam from Maryland calling. Love you guys. Absolutely love your podcast. Listen to it all the time.
The radio voice.
Well, that was embarrassing. The Saints are not the same team that beat the Packers. I think we actually saw the true Saints that got manhandled by the Panthers, but I'm chalking this up to a karma year. Not good. Not good at all. Hope they get better, but you can hope in one hand and shit in the other and find out which one gets filled up quicker. My question is, what do you guys think? Think this is going to test our diehard fandom. Take care, guys. Listen to you.
Cool.
Be good. See you, bye.
What a shit show. Hey, Dave, timestamp. Little Jordan Humphrey, leading receiver. You got to brag on him. That's the only thing we got. One pass, 27 yards.
I love that guy. Who is that last? Whoever that last guy was, my new favorite listener. I love that. Can he adopt me? Does he need any grandchildren?
Is that one of your brothers?
Sounds like he's a grandpa. No, he sounds like he could be somebody's granddad.
Are you going to be his UDFA child?
Yes. Because nobody's drafting.
I think
me.
You're his UDFA child, and yes. So then he'll be little Jordan's grandfather.
Yeah, oh, this is right. Great. That's this right, is yeah. A win-win for everybody. Wait, what was the? I had another comment about one. Oh, the radio guy, the guy from Maryland. I forget his name. If that guy is not in radio already, that dude
needs to be. Yeah.
Oh my God, that dude needs to be in radio.
We need to hire him to do our promos.
Yes. He's got to be in because he sounds very polished. Like that was.
He does.
Yes.
He sounds better than us. That's for sure.
That's not hard.
That dude is in radio for sure. If he's not, quit whatever you're doing right now.
Please cut all our promos.
Yes.
Get in touch with us. We need to use your voice.
Yes.
By the way.
Seriously. We're not joking about that.
Support the freaking show. Become a patron.
What does that guy know about emote?
Support. We got to.
What does he know about unlocking
emote? Doing full-time stuff for us now. We got to pay him in the finest meats and cheeses. Support the freaking show. We're the best Saints community out there. We are the best. You should support us. Before we get to game predictions, we got to do questions. Thomas, hit the music so I can do the finger guns.
And the shake weight.
And the shake weight.
I hope by the way, Green Bay is winning 35-17. This is good.
Oh my God!
This makes the Saints look better.
Detroit's not going to cover Bay's. My 10-point dogs are going to go 1-2. So all right, sorry. Thomas.
What next?
Okay, first question comes from Jason Champagne. How nice was it to see Aaron Brooks back out there for the Saints?
Very nice. Very nice.
Well played. Well played. The picks were very Brooksy too.
They were.
You know what I'm saying? Especially the first one. That was just a classic Aaron Brooks interception.
I mean,
just a let's see what happens kind of.
Yeah, I'm falling backwards. I'm about to get sacked. Why don't I just chuck it?
Anything can happen.
Yeah.
But it won't. I mean,
This is before the world saw Eli Manning and throw to David Tyree in the Super Bowl too.
I mean, that pass from Winston, he's like falling backwards, that is as bad a decision as I've ever seen, and I make bad decisions every weekend during football season.
On the reg,
it's almost as bad of a decision as Drew Brees' hair.
It's at least as bad a decision as me taking Tulane Saturday night. I mean,
yeah.
God.
Wow. Yeah, you
is it a worse decision than going on Yahoo Finance?
It's close. It's close. Yahoo Finance probably.
Or Advocate.
Probably inches ahead. But, Thomas.
What next?
Okay, next we get hit with the early Badrich question, and it is
how would CJ,
coming out guns blazing, how would CJ Gardner-Johnson fare against Steve Smith?
Well, one of them's getting ejected in the first quarter.
Oh my God.
It's just a question of which one.
Who?
Which second? Of course.
If CD Deuce would have got a Panther suspended in pregame when he wasn't even active.
He almost did.
I mean, if he would have done that, like, I think it probably would have been a top five all-time Saints moment.
The legend grows, man.
I mean.
The legend grows.
He sounds like a guy who's going to be playing this week on the Twitters.
So. I've got a show that I go on, a radio show, a good friend of mine, Mark Kramer, who is an awesome dude. Love him. He's always been a big supporter of mine, and he's been great, giving me a lot of opportunities to come on the radio, ESPN Radio in Ruston. But he's old school. You know, he's an old like football coach, and you know, he's big into like guys playing football the right way, and that's what he – every time he brings up – Chauncey Gardner-Johnson on his radio show. He just like can't stand his antics. Like he just can't stand him. Great.
He must love the new no taunting penalty. He's all about it. That's their target audience.
Oh, we got to talk about that. My God, the taunting penalties are painful.
They're
awful.
Here's the thing, and I think Maddie Hudak of Canal Street Chronicles and other places. She made a great point, is that football is a violent sport, and it is one of the only sports where you have to ramp yourself up emotionally to play it well to a ridiculous level, and then you're like, you have to get to this weird, this crazy emotional place, this frenzy to play it well, but don't you dare show any of that emotion on the field. Like, it's just so stupid. And it's, Andrew, until they ramp it back and begin not to call it, it basically cost the Chargers a game yesterday, I think. So I'm just – it's going to bite the Saints in the ass eventually, because it's biting every team in the ass.
Yeah, it's really lame. Guys flexing, guys spinning a football, guys staring down. I mean, it's getting flagged, and
it's absolutely
terrible. It's terrible. Like, who thought this was a good idea? No fan wants this.
Who is this for? Like, I want the NFL to explain it to me. Like, who is this for? What is this? What is the purpose of this?
No, it's the old owners that are just.
No. It's like the owner of the oxygen master, like, stop that goddamn taunting.
So. I think they're delusional, and they believe that it's like makes the league look bad. Yeah.
Oh my God. All right, Thomas.
What next?
Next question. Johnny V asks, should they have kept Murray to be the primary back and be using Alvin Kamara as more of a receiver to at least have somebody running routes that the defensive backs have to take seriously?
Dave, your boyfriend was sizzling last night on Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, I know.
Was he?
Yeah.
He had a touchdown. Another touchdown. That's two in a row, two straight games.
So Latavius Murray's actually balling out?
Yeah, he is.
That sounds about right.
I'm not going to go ahead and question Sean Payton as far as how he uses Kamara and how he uses a traditional running back. He could easily, to answer the first part of this question, I mean, he could easily just use Tony Jones Jr. as a traditional running back and then just use Kamara.
I spoke too soon. LaDavius, he had 9 carries for 36 yards and a touchdown. He wasn't exactly sizzling.
No, but they use, like, Baltimore, they've been on primetime now twice, and I watched both their games. I mean, they use, like, this whole – they don't use one running back. They don't have a main guy at running back because they've lost all their regular guys.
He's averaging 3.4 yards per carry through two games. So
yeah, not amazing, not terrible. No, he's not lighting it up. But
Devontae Freeman did break a 31-yard run though in that game.
Yeah, I actually saw that. But to answer your question, you can't have. I don't think you can have Alvin Kamara and only use him one way, you know, and only have him be a pass catching running back. Because then, you know, everybody in the league, all defensive coordinators are going to know, oh, Kamara's out there. This is going to be a throw to Kamara. They're not going to respect him as a runner. You can't have that. You gotta have him in there as both a runner and as a pass-catching running back. Latavius has 2 touchdowns. I think he's looked okay. You know, I think where they might miss Latavius more than anything is just him being a veteran. And maybe in the pass blocking. Yeah, you know, maybe in the pass blocking, that kind of stuff. You know, Tony Jones Jr., he's young, so, he might be more prone to making mistakes, and those kind of mistakes that
you
don't necessarily show up.
You miss your boyfriend. It's okay to say, Dave.
I mean,
you miss him? You miss him?
I feel bad. I feel bad for him because I don't think he was a terrible running back. No, it wasn't like he was out of shape. It wasn't like he was terrible. It wasn't like he was too old. You know, I just think during training camp,
he looked pretty bad in the preseason.
He looked
compared to Tony Jones, he looked pretty bad, and he did. You're right. He just did not perform that great during training camp. But again, I just think he happened to have a bad. You know, just he wasn't feeling it at the right time.
He looked quicker than he looked with the Saints in the preseason, I thought.
I think he's fine. I honestly think he's fine. But I mean, like if everything is equal between him and Tony Jones, you're gonna go with the guy that's younger and the guy that's cheaper.
And cheaper.
Yeah. I mean, Thomas.
What next?
Okay. Next question that took a while. Comes from. JD got show. Did Carolina give the rest of the league a blueprint for stopping the offense, or was it just the offensive line playing like dog shit, or both?
I mean, again, I just have to go back to the reality that the Saints were missing half their offensive staff. I do think I will say this. When you look at that game and you look at how the Saints were beat up, a lot of that stuff is fixable. You know, it's a lot of just pre-snap recognition, communication. Other than Andrus Peat, who a couple times just got whipped, and that's more concerning because if your left guard can't block, then that's a problem. But to me, the pass protection being a calamity was more about mental recognition and communication than it was physical play. And so that's way more fixable, in my opinion. So it's certainly a blueprint for the Patriots. The Patriots are going to look at this on tape, and they're going to attack the Saints that way.
Here's my question to you, Andrew, tape eater. How much success do the Saints have tape to eater. Have against the Blitz before a team says, okay, We gotta dial it back. Like, do they have to hit one shot play? Is it two? Like, how much success do they have to have against New England before New England's like, all right, goddamn, we gotta try something else?
Yeah.
Tape eater. It's like Mighty Ducks cake eater.
I think it would take at least a couple big plays for them to back off.
It's going to take Jordan. It's going to take little Jordan going 3 for 95 and 2.
Part of it's got to be Jameis checking down to Kamara and just making the right decision too.
Yeah.
You know, prove that he's not going to cramp out mentally, then.
What next?
Okay, last question comes from Who.Golf, and he asks, it seems like the weight of playing an undefeated season was too much for the fellas. Was this a good loss to take the pressure off so they can start playing loose again like earlier in the season?
I love that. I love that spin zone. Yeah, we just had to lose now just to get it out of the way so we can just relax the rest of the season. And
every excuse is valid.
An NFC South loss is never a good loss. So
I mean, I think the Saints.
Yeah, but when you go undefeated in the rest of your games, does it really matter?
I think they're going to be a little bit inconsistent. I think they're going to be a little bit inconsistent this year to start. And
you think?
I drank a little bit of the Jameis Kool-Aid. I thought he would. I thought he would last like 3-4 weeks before he showed us the old Jameis. It took him like a quarter and a half before there he is. That's Jameis running around, avoiding blitzes, making terrible decisions. Like, I just thought it would be a while before we saw the old Tampa Jameis in full bloom. We got it week two.
So well, you're an idiot, Ralph.
I mean, I want to believe in the best in people, Dave.
Yeah, you're a real humanitarian.
I try. So listen, it's that time of week. Well, I think people need to nominate, like, give us some ideas. We need like maybe a drum roll or fireworks. We need like an intro for the game picks, but we can't use any copyrighted music because Twitch will throw us in the river and we'll drown.
I have the intro. I have the intro.
All right, hit it. Hit it, Thomas.
Why is that quality so terrible? It does not sound like that on my phone.
That's the intro.
I like it.
All right, so game predictions. Andrew, you're up first. Saints are three-point underdog at New England, by the way.
I think this defense they're about to go up against is tremendous. They only gave up 6 points to the Jets. They intercepted Zach Wilson 4 times. I think the Saints offensive line will play better. They can't play much worse. but I think this offense is going to continue to struggle. Very tough matchup again on the road. So I'm picking the Patriots here, 24-10. And my goat, I mean, my, what's the opposite of goat? My
turd of the game.
My turd of the game. I mean, who else? I'm all in on Andrus Peat at this point, you know? And so until he shows me that he can start playing like a Pro Bowler again, maybe I'll flip. Maybe I'll apologize. Maybe the next podcast that we do next week will be an apology sonnet that I perform on the show for Andrus Peat. But until then, I'm kind of down on the guy.
Dave, you're up next. Who you got? Unmute yourself.
Oh, well, I muted. All right. First of all, Monday Night Football is over. The Packers won. They looked okay. They put up at least 35 points. I didn't see the final score, so... So that the Saints win over the Packers is still looking good. I am not as confident. Well, I am not as confident that the offensive line is going to get better. And that's a large part of the reason why I'm picking the Patriots. The Patriots have, look what I started last week. I picked the team to lose, and now they lost, and now everybody's picking the Saints to lose. The Patriots, obviously, they've got Mac Jones. He's one of a handful of rookie quarterbacks this season. It seems like, despite what Ralph was said all offseason, it seems like Mac Jones might be the better of all of the rookie quarterbacks.
No picks. They got him on the training wheels. Like,
well, that's true. That's fine. But so far, he's not looking too bad. I did a little research. Apparently, the Patriots struggle bigly in the red zone.
They do.
And Nick Folk, their kicker, has been
automatic.
He's been a big part. So I'm thinking we're going to see a lot of field goals. I think the Patriots are going to win. So I'm going with 23-20 Patriots. And again, like I said earlier, I struggled to see how the Saints were going to score 20 points. I gave them two field goals there. Two field goals, two touchdowns. And I just want everybody to know that we gave our predictions in private by ourselves separately to
Thomas.
To Thomas. All this was preordained.
They did.
And my is correct. And my turd is also Andrus Peat. So that's surprising right there.
Nice.
Shitting on Peat.
Pete is getting a big old dump right now. I mean, I'm just going to say, because like Pete is an offensive lineman.
Have you seen the movie Basketball?
He is covered in poop.
He's interviewing him, and then he immediately pulls the mic away, and he goes, "It certainly appears to be raining shit on Joe Cooper today."
I mean, this has to say something, because Pete is not, he's not an offensive guy. He's not a wide receiver, a running back, a flashy guy. I mean, he is an offensive line guy. And so far, me and Andrew have both picked him out of the blue. It's totally separate as being the turd of the game. So I just...
Are you going to do this too, Ralph?
Yeah, I feel bad, though, because I did some...
Ralph picked the Saints. Ralph's never going to play against the Saints.
I did some research... And this was after I made my pick. I should have done that. I should have had that the other way around. But I did my research after I made my pick. And here's the thing. New England, they're terrible against the run. The Jets had 5 yards a carry against New England, even though
okay, but we're bad at running the ball.
Four picks, right? So maybe the Saints can run the ball. The Patriots, their receivers are trash. If the Saints can get CeeDee Deuce back, if they can get Lattimore back, I think they can lock down that offense. I want to change my pick, but I can't because Thomas has already got the graphics.
You can't. So, it's final.
It's final. So I did 24-17 Patriots, but now I'm unsure, and I might pick the Saints in my WWL column, which is really the dick move because then I can't be wrong. But my turd of the game is Bill Belichick and his hoodie-wearing self. I think he's not going to blitz the Saints at the beginning of the game. He's going to save his exotic blitzes for the fourth quarter, and he's going to unleash it on Jameis, and Jameis is going to have a big, huge screw-up, and that's going to cost the Saints the game. New England, 24-17.
Well, I didn't know we could pick opposing players for being good. I would have picked Nick Folk as my turd of the game
for
good.
Kicking. He's not good in my mind. He's a turd because he's going to ruin my Sunday.
Neither would Nick Folk be if he kicked 5 field goals and beats the Saints. I was picking a guy on the Saints. We had to pick a
you're supposed to pick a guy on the Saints.
Yes.
Well, I agree.
Yes.
You infringed on
well,
the
then
rules
I'll pick
here.
I'll pick my son, Throckmorton, because he's going to be terrible.
My son.
So, sticking with the offensive line.
Kevin's not with us, Thomas, but who did he pick?
Kevin's always
who do
with
you,
us.
Who do you think he picked?
I mean, I think he picked the
Saints. He picked the Saints.
He picked Pete.
We could have had a clean sweep by the rules.
Wow, this is crazy.
Three-peat.
Yeah. We got a three-peat.
That's right.
Wow, wow. If I was Andrews Pete, I would want to drink myself dry
tonight. Coleman. Jason says Nick Coleman, folk. So that's game
that
prediction.
Kevin,
we get out
of here, 22-20 Patriot, by the way.
Guys, I have this bad feeling that Andrews Pete's never going to come on this podcast.
No, he's never. I don't know how.
Wait, by the way, was that
blocked by Andres Pete? Honestly,
was that the less hairy, out of work Nick Kroll in that in that pick segment?
Right.
It was.
So before we
is that a Nick Kroll fathead you have on your wall there, Andrew? I mean,
Ralph
Nick Kroll right here. That's Kenny Stills. Kenny Stills is gonna have
Kenny Stills, our leading receiver.
Right.
So. Thomas, give us the clip of the week. Remind people, you can scroll to the corner and the lower left. You can do a clip. If you do a funny one, title it correctly. Maybe we'll play it on the show. Maybe you'll win a prize. Thomas, give us the clip of the week.
Yeah, Badrich has already sent one clip on our Discord channel, by the way, from this episode. But from last week, clip of the week, we come back to Dave's ex-boyfriend Latavius Murray, and probably a message that Andrew's dad sent on Twitter. Let's watch it.
Great training camp, but I don't think he's totally useless, and I don't think he's a bad player. I just think he didn't perform when he needed to perform, and it made more sense to get rid of him. And I miss him, but I'm all for, you know, the betterment of the team and Tony Jones. Tony Jones earned that job. He 100% earned that job.
Clip by Bulldog Saint.
Bulldog Saint clipped that?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he sits in front of me at the same. So, that's my seatmate.
I forgot to tell the people subscribe to the channel on YouTube. And by the way, I want to thank everybody. We had last week 9,000 downloads and views. People were super excited about the Saints winning the Packers. I hope people that listen, hope they stayed for another week. They'll get back on track, but any other Saints podcast, they're breaking down film and telling you this and that. We have jokes. We get you through with jokes. That's what we do. Oh, and by the way, Dave, did you see Eric Paulson insulted me today? It was nice. Me and Eric back together.
No, I didn't. You gotta like text me
you gotta share this on Discord or something. Yeah.
Yeah. So I got.
What did he say?
Clip
we got the
make
clip.
A clip.
We got the WBL clip posted. Maybe.
Yeah, I feel like, needs to be. That I needs feel to be like on Eric Paulson insulting you, it has got to be – that's social media material for us.
Yeah.
Oh, that should be – that's yeah. that's got to be our biggest
post. Me and Eric, we got back to
– What did he say? What happened? What did he say?
He just asked – he asked me something. He's like, what was good about the Saints game yesterday? I was like, well, I discovered a caramel bourbon, and it was delicious. And he's like, how much do you drink? And I was like, I don't know. I drank like a fifth. He's like, how are you awake for this show? I'm like, because my liver died 5 years ago, Eric. That's why.
So he called you an alcoholic. Got it.
How else was I supposed to get through yesterday, Dave? Come on.
You should have said, well, I don't have a three-year-old at the age of 65 to wake me up in the morning.
That's right. I forget that Polson has toddlers running around the house.
He's like 60 and he's got like a two-year-old.
I wonder if Eric Paulson listens. No, he's probably asleep because he's got to get up at the crack of
dawn. Oh yeah, he took his soup like 4 hours ago.
Don't forget, I'm in tight with Sheba Turk. I got all the inside info on Paulson. She's a good friend of mine. So,
thanks again, everybody. Thanks for the love during the show. You know, thanks to everybody who subscribed. And remember, if you have Amazon Prime, you can subscribe to our channel. It doesn't cost you anything, and it's a way for you to support the show and give us Jeff Bezos' money. So you should do it. So once again, thanks for Dave and Andrew. Kevin MIA is with his lovely woman somewhere frolicking. Thomas, executive producer extraordinaire, doing an amazing job. He's running our social media now. He's doing all kinds of cool stuff. You should check it out. It's amazing. Remember, kids, don't shoot your dick off. And until next week, the bar is closed.